Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 18th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Today's program is sponsored in part in memory of Miriam Bas Abraham, as well as Moshe Yosef Ben Abraham. May their neshamas have an aliyah. Furthermore, please continue to daven for Chaya Eyal Shoshana Bas Chana Friedel, as well as Yitzchak Aaron Ben Malka Chana, for a quick, easy refuah shalema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call. Under the most difficult of circumstances, the Jewish people, there is nothing to give expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos for prayer, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today again for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Zirkin of the Riverdale Jewish Center, RJC, in Riverdale, New York. I had the pleasure and honor to spend some time with Rabbi Zirkin earlier this week at the OU. The shared Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Zirkin fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Arachat, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach, or Tzahal, the Mishaberach, Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. And I'm going to make a point about that in a moment. And Rabbi Zirkin will conclude with the Mishaberach, Lecholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. I apologize for any background noise. Working from home today, within New York for the last couple of days. Flight was majorly delayed. Only got a couple of hours of sleep getting back very, very late last night, and not even last night, it was really this morning, and just operating on fumes here with a pounding headache. But it's important that we're here, that we're all here. And I want to take a moment before bringing on Rabbi Zirkin. Today, the OU launched a new campaign, very short-lived campaign, which is called 180 for 180. Next week, we'll be commemorating 180 days since October 7th, 180 days since the start of the war, 180 days since so many were taken hostage. The number 180 is significant in that, A, it contains 18, which is Chai. We're davening, we're praying for all those who are held hostage. They come home alive and well into the loving arms of their family. But we also need a 180. We need a complete turnaround. What has been happening? Next week, it is our sincere hope and prayer that 180,000 letters, not emails, 180,000 printed letters are going to be brought by a delegation to President Biden to the White House next week on the 180th day. We need your help. I don't believe in the 4 years of this program I've ever done this, but I'm asking for your help today, please. And the OU is doing this in partnership with many across the spectrum of the Jewish community. We need your help. We need your signatures on the letters. I'm going to pause for a moment. If you could please, if you could take out your phone, which you're already on, if you're sitting in front of a computer, and to go to ou.org/180, ou.org/180. I'll pause for a minute and a half. It takes less than that to sign the letter. These letters will be printed and brought to Washington. And believe me that it makes a difference. Our legislators notice, and they're certainly hearing it from the other side. Regardless of our politics, our voices need to be heard. Please take a moment now. Go to ou.org/180. Again, it's ou.org/180. Sign the letter. You'll notice on the webpage, you don't need to join a team right now. You can if you wish to. But more than anything, just to sign the letter and to please share it with your friends, with your family, with your shuls. Ask your shuls. We're working from our standpoint at the OU. But if you could please share it with your shuls, with your rabbi, with the executive director, with the sisterhood, with the shul board, get it out to as many people as possible. Let's surpass 180,000 signatures. Let's bring trucks to the White House. That's how many papers we're going to bring. Please take a moment now. Go to ou.org/180. Please sign the letter. It takes less than a minute to do. And please, whether through WhatsApp, through text, through email, to please share it with as many people as possible. Never used this platform to do this before, but this is for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. These are for our brothers and sisters in Israel. We need a 180. We need to turn things around. We need to help all those who have been suffering for so long. We've rallied, we've protested, we daven as we do every single day here on this call. And there's more that needs to be done. Please take this moment. ou.org/180. I'll pause for one moment and then bring in Rabbi Zirkind. Thank you to all of you who took this moment to sign the letter. If you were not able to do so now, please, when the call is over, please do so. Just as important, please share it with your network of family and friends. It makes a difference. Every single one makes a difference. Again, the link is ou.org/180. Please share it with your network. Please share it. Encourage your shul to send it out to your shul membership. Let's get it out. If you're on social media, please share it there, wherever it can be shared. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zirkind.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Good afternoon to one and all. In this week's Parsha and Parsha Tzav, the Torah gives us a sense of what daily operations were like in the Mishkan. And in doing so, with the beginning of the day and the end of the day, it gives us a sense of the responsibilities of the Kohanim to ensure the consistency with which the Avoda was performed. So the Torah describes as follows, the Ha'ish al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo, Lo Sichbet, the fires of the Mizbeach, which were cared for consistently by the Kohanim, the fire on the Mizbeach should be kept burning, Tukad Bo, Lo Sichbet, and it should never be extinguished. Of course, this feels a little bit redundant. If the fires must be kept burning, so then, of course, they should never be extinguished. And Chazal, in different places, the Sifra and the Talmud Yerushalmi explain that the Pasuk is coming to add another dimension to this idea that the fires of the Mizbeach must be constantly aflame. And the Yerushalmi, in one of its suggestions, writes, Ha'ish al Mizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichbeh, it should never be extinguished, Af B'Masaos, even at the time the people were traveling. Of course, the Mishkan was a temporary structure. It was meant to be constructed and deconstructed and moved from place to place. And while the Mizbeach was moved from place to place, Yerushalmi suggests that the fire on the Mizbeach still remained lit. This is a remarkable image and, of course, logistically very challenging. but gets us thinking what exactly the message behind it is. What does it mean that the Mizbeach and its fires remained lit even while the people moved from one location to the other in the Midbar and eventually in Eretz Yisrael? Rav Aaron Levin was the author of the Sefer on Chumash. He was a prominent Rav in pre-war Poland. He passed away in 1941. His series on Chumash is called Hadrush V'Ha'iyan. And in it, Rav Levin suggests that there is a powerful metaphor offered by the Yerushalmi in this image. He says that, and I believe that this is something that we can relate to in our own lives. He says, when you're home in the safety of your own space and in the comfort of your usual routine, it's easy to be your most religious self. It's easy to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wake up in the morning, you know how to get to shul. You can find the sink in the dark to wash Nagel Vasser. You know which foods are in the fridge and where you can find a bench or neighbors with whom to perform the mitzvah of tzedakah. Opportunities to be your best Jewish self because of the comfort of the environment you find yourself in. And yet when you move, when you travel, when your life is in flux, it's much harder to maintain the equilibrium that's necessary to prioritize your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a very practical sense, it's kind of hard to find where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing. Challenges while en route, Rav Naftali can relate to those waking up late, being somewhere too early, not knowing how to find a shul, prioritizing your own safety versus your regular routine. Not so easy. When we're home, when we're in the spaces of comfort, when we're familiar with our surroundings, our avodas Hashem is a lot easier than when life is in flux. The idea suggests, Rav Levin, that the fires of the Mizbeach must be burning with the same intensity even while the Mizbeach is moving. It means that even as our Judaism pushes us out of our comfort zone, even as circumstances draw us away from our homes and they force us out onto the road or wherever we may be, there should still be a sense of responsibility, a priority that is given to what it means to be dedicated to Avodas Hashem. David HaMelech writes in the beginning of the 119th chapter of Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, Ashrei Tamimei Derech Haholchem B'Torah Hashem. Those who follow Hashem's Torah are praiseworthy because they are Tamimei Derech, not only because they are religious at home, but they're able to take it with them. Who better than David HaMelech to teach us that lesson? Someone whose religious life challenged him, forced him to flee on many occasions. But wherever he was, and despite the pressures of the moment, at his core, his focus never drifted from that relationship to Hashem that guides him not only in the comfort of his own home, but also throughout the challenges of the day. And so Rav Levin suggests this is the story of Cain and Hevel at the very beginning of Chumash. Hashem says to Cain, disappointed that his karban wasn't received, if you do better, everything will be okay. And if not, sin crouches by the doorway. Our home is safe, but when we step outside, we are more challenged. And he says, remind yourself of this image. Mizbeach being transported from one location to the next, from one home to the other, from one destination to a new one, the fires were always burning. It's true on two levels. It's true if you're someone whose responsibilities or career requires them to be on the move constantly, that we should be thinking about ways to remain connected, take time to make phone calls like this one, center ourselves around those values that are most important, even when everything around us is changing. But I think it also says something about the moment and we find ourselves in this complicated world. It feels like everything is in flux. Every day is different. Responding to emergencies, dealing with crisis, making sure our family and our friends are okay. We don't have the routine that we would like for a calmer time. But it's especially during these transitional periods, it's during these times where we feel most like life is in flux, that we have to make sure that fire is tukad bo lo sichveh, that it keeps burning, that's never extinguished, that it helps us face all the challenges and the turmoil of the moment is the constancy of our relationship with Hashem. We daven for all those families that feel this sense of uncertainty, this sense of wavering concern about everything that they face in the world today, that Hashem should return to home all those that have been taken hostage, and return our families back to an equilibrium, back to a balance, back to a focus that allows them to be their best selves, their best families, and continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the best possible way. We'll begin with Tehillim Perek Chaf. Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Gancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkar kol minchoseka v'yolecha yidash nesela yitim lecha shol v'avecha. V'chol atzasecha yimalei niranenav yishua secha v'shem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Ezri meim Adonai ufei shamayim v'aretz, ayitem lamod baglecha, yonum shomrecha. Hine lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomerecha. Adonai tilcha yad yuminecha, yomar mashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmar chamikol ra yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar seitzecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Psalm 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Dear Hamalos, mimamakim krasich Adonai. Adonai Shema v'koli tianoz necha kashuvos v'kol tachanunai ima bonos tishmarya Adonai mi'amod ki imecha silicha leman tivarei kiviti Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro okolti nafshi l'Adonai mishomirim laboker shomirim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai achar tervareim ofidus v'hu yifdez Yisrael mikol avonosav Tehillim Psalm 142, Parakuf Membein. Maskil David v'yoso b'ame aras v'fila koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai ezchanan eshboch v'fanav tichi tarasi l'fanav agir v'hesatei palai ruchi v'yater yadata nesivasi b'arasu ahalich tamufach li'habeit yamin rei v'yemi makir avad manos mimeni in derish l'napshi z'afi elech Adonai amarti atam masi chalki b'yaret tachayim makshiv avri nasi kidalosi me'od Ativeni mi rodefai ki amitsumi mani otia mi masir nafshi lehozos eshemecha bi yachtiru tadikin ki shikmo olalai. Achino kolis Yisrael amitsunim bitaro vashivya haumtiim bein baya muvin baya basha mako mirachim alihem biotiim mitaro lorvacha meafela liora umishiba legula hashtag lagala vizman pariv namar amein. A prayer for Israel's defense forces mishaberach lechayalei tzaha. Yisheberach Abosim Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Ha'Aganav Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim HaMishmar Arteinu V'Eri Eloheinu Migbul HaLevanon V'Amivar Mitzrayim, U'men Hayam HaGadol Ladavov HaRava V'Chol Makom Shehem Bayabasha Ba'Avir U'Bayam. Yitein Adonai Sevinu Akamim Aleinu Nigatim Lefnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzios Chayalei Mikol Tzara B'Tzukav, U'Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach B'Racha V'Yatzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseidehem. Yadrestoninu tachtihem yashem b'chet shirishuola teres nitzachon v'kuyam. Bahem ha-katsub, ki Adonai loichem ha-olich l'machem li'lachem l'achem l'aivichem l'oshia eschem v'nomar amein. A prayer for the hostages being held in captivity. Mishaberach l'shvuyim, their immediate return to their families. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Yosef Moshe Yaharon David Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nidreit tiva ganal Yisrael l'shvuyah v'yos kalachinu hanesunim b'tero v'shivya. Ba'avor shekol ha'kol ha'kadosh hazem ispalel ba'avuram ha'kadosh baruch hu imalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziei michol shachtetamaves mosrosehem inateik v'mitzukosihem yoshiyem v'yeshivei mehera lecheik meshbechoseihem yodzu azmei chazov nefkostav v'nei adab v'yitkuyam behem mekrat shekasiv v'fsuyi adonai yeshivu nevotziyen v'rina v'simcha solam arosham v'asfelon v'simcha yastigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar amein mishaberach lecholem a prayer for the sick mishaberach habasim Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aviharon David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Birapei, Es Kol HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim, Aleihem, Lachimam, Raposam, Lachikam, Lachayusam,
Yisach lehem eror ha-flashim ma'amna shemayim l'chol Ebrahim l'chol gidehem b'tov sh'arach l'Yisrael refuas ha-nefesh, refuas ha-guf, hasha ba'agala u'izman karib v'nomar amen. May all of our tefillos be answered and may a better time for the Jewish people come very soon. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zirkin. Again, the website link is ou.org/180. It's not an email address. It's in through the web address, you will be able to send a letter. So again, it is ou.org/180. Please take that moment to send the letter, to share it with your friends, with your family, with your shul, anyone you believe be helpful in this campaign to help our brothers and sisters who have been held hostage for well and way too long. Thank you so much again, Rabbi Zirkin. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos, and again, ou.org/180.